Hello. Thank you for joining us today. My name is Tom Lane with Sabbath Bible Study. What we think of as impossible is possible for God. What we see and define to be limited and impossible by our physical existence is to God unlimited and possible, defined by His eternal existence. We are limited to life on this planet with its atmosphere and environment, or to extensions of that atmosphere and environment when we fly on commercial airplanes or for the few who venture into space. God is not limited as we are. And with God, what man sees as impossible is possible with God. Today, we will find out that what is possible for God can be both good and bad for mankind, as God uses what is possible in the spiritual realm to bring people to salvation. What is possible for God does transcend the physical realm in which we live. Take, for instance, the account of Mary, the human mother of Jesus who became pregnant without knowing a man. There was no artificial insemination with Mary as we know the scientific procedure today. And if Mary was a person living today, there would still be no artificial insemination because God, through a miracle of faith, is the father of Jesus Christ. It was Gabriel who explained in great detail to Mary that she had found favor with God and would bear the Son of God. How this happened, how the Holy Spirit brought about the pregnancy of Mary, is not revealed to us in the Bible. We do know that through what we would call a miracle, Mary was pregnant with the Son of God. In explaining to Mary that she would have a child through a miracle, Gabriel also explained that Elizabeth, who was older and considered barren, was already 6 months pregnant, explaining that with God, nothing is impossible. Luke 1, verse 26. And in the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent from God unto a city of Galilee named Nazareth to a virgin espoused to a man whose name was Joseph of the house of David, and the virgin's name was Mary. And the angel came in unto her and said, Hail, thou that art highly favored, the Lord is with thee, blessed art thou among women. And when she saw him, she was troubled at his saying, and cast in her mind what manner of salutation this should be. And the angel said unto her, Fear not, Mary, for thou hast found favor with God. And behold, thou shalt conceive in thy womb and bring forth a son, and shalt call his name Jesus. He shall be great, and shall be called the Son of the Highest, and the Lord God shall give unto him the throne of his father David. And he shall reign over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there shall be no end. Then said Mary unto the angel, How shall this be, seeing I know not a man? And the angel answered and said unto her, The Holy Ghost shall come upon thee, and the power of the Highest shall overshadow thee. Therefore also that holy thing which shall be born of thee shall be called the Son of God. And behold, thy cousin Elizabeth, she hath also conceived a son in her old age, and this is the sixth month with her, who was called barren. For with God nothing shall be impossible. And Mary said, Behold, the handmaid of the Lord, be it unto me according to thy word. And the angel departed from her. Mary and Elizabeth were not the only women to be surprised with what was thought to be an impossible pregnancy. Sarah, the wife of Abraham, was also surprised. By the time the impossible happened with Sarah, she was 90 and laughed at the idea, prompting a reminder to Sarah and to Abraham that with God, nothing is too hard. Genesis 18, verse 1. and the Lord appeared unto him in the plains of Mamre, and he sat in the tent door in the heat of the day. And he lifted up his eyes and looked, and lo, three men stood by him. And when he saw them, he ran to meet them from the tent door and bowed himself toward the ground. And he said, My Lord, if now I have found favor in thy sight, pass not away, I pray thee, from thy servant. Yet a little water, I pray you, be fetched, and wash your feet and rest yourselves under the tree. And I will fetch a morsel of bread and comfort ye your hearts. After that ye shall pass on. For therefore are ye come to your servant. And they said, So do as thou hast said. And Abraham hastened into the tent unto Sarah and said, Make ready quickly 3 measures of fine meal, kneaded, and make cakes upon the earth. And Abraham ran unto the herd and fetched a calf tender and good, and gave it unto a young man, and he hasted to dress it. And he took butter and milk, and the calf which he had dressed, and set it before them. And he stood by them under the tree, and they did eat. And they said unto him, Where is Sarah thy wife? And he said, Behold, in the tent. And he said, I will certainly return unto thee according to the time of life. And lo, Sarah thy wife shall have a son. And Sarah heard it in the tent door, which was behind him. Now Abraham and Sarah were old and well stricken in age, and it ceased to be with Sarah after the manner of women. Therefore Sarah laughed within herself, saying, After I am waxed old, shall I have pleasure, my Lord being old also. And the Lord said unto Abraham, Wherefore did Sarah laugh, saying, Shall I of surety bear a child which am old? Is anything too hard for the Lord? At the time appointed I will return unto thee to the time of life, and Sarah shall have a son. Then Sarah denied, saying, I laugh not, for she was afraid. And he said, Nay, but thou didst laugh. God proclaimed for himself that nothing is too hard. Children, when tired or frustrated, will claim that just about anything is too hard. Responsible adults may feel the weight of that frustration and work through the challenges of life, and at the end be exhausted. Yet for God, nothing is too hard. Jesus used this concept of nothing being too hard to explain that with God, all things are possible. Unlike people who are limited by our physical existence as we grasp to understand the spiritual reality of eternal life, God, who is eternal and spiritual, created the physical realm in which we live. Even though we can only barely understand the greatness that is God, because we have only experienced this physical realm as we through faith know of the spiritual world that is not only around us, but that will one day be the world in which we live, we accept physical life with its limitations and put limitations on our life, defining the possible and impossible. With God, nothing is impossible. All things are possible with God. Jesus then gave the example of people who trust in riches to enter the kingdom of God, and how it would be easier for a camel to go through the eye of the needle than for a rich person to enter the kingdom of God. From this, the disciples concluded that it would be just about impossible for any person to enter the kingdom of God. And yet Jesus responded that with God, all things are possible. Mark 10, verse 23. And Jesus looked round about and saith unto his disciples, How hardly shall they that have riches enter into the kingdom of God? and the disciples were astonished at his words. But Jesus answereth again and saith unto them, Children, how hard is it for them that trust in riches to enter into the kingdom of God? It is easier for a camel to go through the eye of a needle than for a rich man to enter into the kingdom of God. And they were astonished out of measure, saying among themselves, Who then can be saved? And Jesus, looking upon them, saith, With men it is impossible, but not with God, for with God all things are possible. When it comes to salvation, with God all things are possible. When relying on man for salvation, salvation is impossible. Even when relying solely on our efforts and the efforts of mankind for things in this physical realm, we often overlook what is possible for God. When the people around us and in our life come up short, and this impacts our life, with God, we know that God will never come up short. Moses came to a point where leading the children of Israel was physically and mentally challenging. For this, God told Moses to gather 70 elders to help govern the people and to commemorate the occasion a month-long feast of meat would be eaten by the congregation. Moses was concerned that this would mean the herd of animals traveling with them would need to be slaughtered, and God told Moses that he, God, would not come up short. If God promised meat, meat they would have. Numbers 11, verse 16. And the Lord said unto Moses, Gather unto me 70 men of the elders of Israel, whom thou knowest to be the elders of the people and officers over them, and bring them unto the tabernacle of the congregation, that they may stand there with thee. And I will come down and talk with thee there, and I will take of the Spirit which is upon thee, and will put it upon them, and they shall bear the burden of the people with thee, that thou bear it not thyself alone. And say thou unto thy people, Sanctify yourselves against tomorrow, and ye shall eat flesh. For ye have wept in the ears of the Lord, saying, Who shall give us flesh to eat? For it was well with us in Egypt, therefore the Lord will give you flesh, ye shall eat. Ye shall not eat one day, nor 2 days, nor 5 days, neither 10 days, nor 20 days, but even a whole month, until it come out at your nostrils, and it be loathsome unto you. Because that ye have despised the Lord which is among you, and have wept before him, saying, Why came we forth out of Egypt? And Moses said, The people among whom I am are 600,000 footmen, and thou hast said, I will give them flesh that they may eat a whole month. Shall the flocks and the herds be slain for them to suffice them, or shall all the fish of the sea be gathered together for them to suffice them? And the Lord said unto Moses, Is the Lord's hand waxed short? Thou shalt see whether my word shall come to pass unto thee or not. And Moses went out and told the people the words of the Lord, and gathered the 70 men of the elders of the people, and set them round about the tabernacle. And the Lord came down in a cloud, and spake unto him, and took of the Spirit that was upon him, and gave it unto the 70 elders. And it came to pass that when the Spirit rested upon them, they prophesied and did not cease. God was proving to Moses and the children of Israel that nothing would be too hard for him. And in praying to God, Jeremiah remembered that nothing was too hard for God. He reminded God that he had brought Israel out of Egypt to the land in which they now lived. and how, because they did not obey God, God was going to take all of that away from them. Jeremiah 32, verse 16. Now, when I had delivered the evidence of the purchase unto Baruch the son of Neriah, I prayed unto the Lord, saying, Ah, Lord God, behold, thou hast made the heaven and the earth by thy great power and stretched out arm, and there is nothing too hard for thee. Thou showest loving kindness unto thousands, and recompensest the iniquity of the fathers into the bosom of their children after them. The great, the mighty God, the Lord of hosts, is his name. Great in counsel and mighty in work, for thine eyes are open upon all the ways of the sons of men, to give every one according to his ways, and according to the fruit of his doings, which has set signs and wonders in the land of Egypt, even unto this day, and in Israel, and among other men, and has made thee a name, as at this day, and has brought forth thy people Israel out of the land of Egypt with signs, and with wonders, and with a strong hand, and with a stretched out arm, and with great terror, and hast given them this land which thou didst swear to their fathers to give them, a land flowing with milk and honey. And they came in and possessed it, but they obeyed not thy voice, neither walked in thy law. They have done nothing of all that thou commandest them to do, therefore thou hast caused all this evil to come upon them. Behold the mounts, they are come into the city to take it, and the city is given into the hand of the Chaldeans that fight against it, because of the sword, and of the famine, and of the pestilence, and what thou hast spoken is come to pass, and behold, thou seest it. And thou hast said unto me, O Lord God, buy thee the field for money, and take witnesses, for the city is given into the hand of the Chaldeans. God responded to Jeremiah and affirmed that nothing was too hard for him, and that the city would be given to the king of Babylon and the Chaldeans, because the children of Israel and Judah had done only evil in the eyes of God, allowing religious idolatry to permeate their lives. Jeremiah 32, verse 26. Then came the word of the Lord unto Jeremiah, saying, Behold, I am the Lord, the God of all flesh. Is there anything too hard for me? Therefore, thus saith the Lord, Behold, I will give the city into the hand of the Chaldeans, and into the hand of Nebuchadrezzar, king of Babylon, and he shall take it. And the Chaldeans that fight against the city shall come and set fire on the city, and burn it with the houses, upon whose roofs they have offered incense unto Baal, and poured out drink offerings unto other gods, to provoke me to anger. For the children of Israel and the children of Judah have only done evil before me from their youth. For the children of Israel have only provoked me to anger with the work of their hands, saith the Lord. For this city hath been to me as a provocation of mine anger and of my fury, from the day that they built it even unto this day, that I should remove it from before my face. Because of all the evil of the children of Israel and of the children of Judah, which they have done to provoke me to anger, they, their kings, their princes, their priests, and their prophets, and the men of Judah, and the inhabitants of Jerusalem. And they have turned unto me the back, and not the face, though I taught them, rising up early and teaching them, yet they have not hearkened to receive instruction. But they set their abomination in the house, which is called by my name, to defile it. And they built the high places of Baal, which are in the valley of the son of Hinnom, to cause their sons and daughters to pass through the fire unto Molech, which I commanded them not, neither came it into my mind that they should do this abomination to cause Judah to sin. To Moses, it seemed impossible that God could provide a source of meat, other than their flocks for the month-long feast, and God did what was thought to be impossible. When Israel thought it impossible to live in the land God had promised to Abraham, God did what was thought to be impossible. On the other hand, when people have it really good and feel blessed even with their physical possessions, for most, it seems almost impossible that they could lose those blessings. And yet the exchange between God and Jeremiah shows that losing blessings is a very real possibility with God. Isaiah also writes that nothing is impossible with God, but our sins separate us from God. Our sins, including those sins influenced by society around us, separate us from what is possible with God. We cannot allow sin to influence our life where there is no distinction between society and ourselves. When society uses words and weapons to kill people, we cannot. When society is unjust and lies, we must call for justice. Knowing that society lies, we cannot become part of the lie or the evil that is spun by society. We must remember we live in a world that doesn't know peace. It only knows good and evil and allows evil to coexist with good. Isaiah 59, verse 1. Behold, the Lord's hand is not shortened that it cannot save, neither is ear heavy that it cannot hear. But your iniquities have separated between you and your God. Your sins have hid his face from you that he will not hear. For your hands are defiled with blood, your fingers with iniquity, and your lips have spoken lies, and your tongue hath muttered perverseness. None calleth for justice, nor any pleadeth for truth. They trust in vanity, and they speak lies. They conceive mischief and bring forth iniquity. They hatch cockatrice eggs, and weave the spider's web. He that eateth of their eggs dieth, and that which is crushed breaketh out into a viper. Their webs shall not become garments, neither shall they cover themselves with their works. Their works are works of iniquity, and the act of violence is in their hands. Their feet run to evil, and they make haste to shed innocent blood. Their thoughts are thoughts of iniquity. Wasting and destruction are in their paths. The way of peace they know not, and there is no judgment in their goings. They have made them crooked paths. Whosoever goeth therein shall not know peace. We know with God all things are possible, and having this knowledge, our perspective in life must change. Instead of living a life based on physical limitations, we must spiritually accept that we can do all things through Jesus Christ, who strengthens us. Philippians 4, verse 10. But I rejoiced in the Lord greatly, that now at the last your care of me hath flourished again, wherein you were also careful, but ye lacked opportunity. Not that I speak in respect of want, for I have learned in whatsoever state I am, therewith to be content. I know both how to be abased, and I know how to abound. Everywhere and in all things I am instructed both to be full and to be hungry, both to abound and to suffer need. I can do all things through Christ, which strengtheneth me. Job was a rich man who became comfortable with his life until the life that he knew was taken by him with the permission of God. He lost his wealth and his family, and it was only after a long period of reflection, often in pain, that Job came to a conclusion regarding a significant difference between God and man. Job was a man who had just about everything a person could want. He was wealthy for his time and was blessed with his family. Job came to understand that it is God who can do everything and that nothing can be withheld from God. Job came to realize that with God, all things are possible and that nothing is impossible. Job 42, verse 1. Then Job answered the Lord and said, I know that thou canst do everything, and that no thought can be withholden from thee. Who is he that hideth counsel without knowledge? Therefore have I uttered that I understood not, things too wonderful for me, which I knew not. Hear, I beseech thee, and I will speak. I will demand of thee, and declare thou unto me. I have heard of thee by the hearing of the ear, but now mine eye seeth thee. Wherefore I abhor myself, and repent in dust and ashes. Faith is what connects us and God's ability to do what we see as the impossible. One time during his earthly ministry, a huge crowd had gathered around Jesus, and in the crowd was a person who had brought his child, probably a teenager or adult, who since childhood foamed at the mouth and uncontrollably used his mouth. The person sought out the disciples to cast out a demon, and they were unable to do so. Jesus linked their inability to cast out this demon to living without faith. Most likely, the person living without faith was the person who brought their child to Jesus. Jesus explained that for all who believe, all things are possible, and belief is the essence of faith. Mark 9, verse 14. And when he came to his disciples, he saw a great multitude about them, and the scribes questioning with them. And straightway all the people, when they beheld him, were greatly amazed, and running to him saluted him. And he asked the scribes, What question ye with them? And one of the multitude answered and said, Master, I have brought unto thee my son, which hath a dumb spirit. And wheresoever he taketh him, he teareth him, and he foameth, and gnasheth with his teeth, and pineth away. And I spake to thy disciples that they should cast him out, and they could not. He answereth him, and saith, O faithless generation, how long shall I be with you? How long shall I suffer you? Bring him unto me. And they brought him unto him, and when he saw him, straightway the spirit tear him. And he fell on the ground and wallowed foaming. And he asked his father, How long is it ago since this came unto him? And he said, Of a child. And oft times it hath cast him into the fire and into the waters to destroy him. But if thou canst do anything, have compassion on us and help us. Jesus said unto him, If thou canst believe, all things are possible to him that believeth. And straightway the father of the child cried out and said with tears, Lord, I believe. Help thou mine unbelief. When Jesus saw that the people came running together, he rebuked the foul spirit, saying unto him, Thou dumb and deaf spirit, I charge thee, come out of him and enter no more into him. And the spirit cried and ran him sore and came out of him, and he was as one dead, insomuch that many said, He is dead. But Jesus took him up by the hand and lifted him up, and he arose. And when he was come into the house, his disciples asked him privately, Why could not we cast him out? And he said unto them, This kind can come forth by nothing but by prayer and fasting. It is through faith we have the Holy Spirit knowing God and Jesus Christ. And it is this same faith that not only allows us to experience the love of Jesus, but provides the pathway for the impossible to be done in our life. The impossible in our life is done through faith. Ephesians 3, verse 14. For this cause, I bow my knees unto the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, of whom the whole family in heaven and earth is named, that he would grant you, according to the riches of his glory, to be strengthened with might by his Spirit in the inner man, that Christ may dwell in your hearts by faith, that ye, being rooted and grounded in love, may be able to comprehend with all saints what is the breadth and length and depth and height, and to know the love of Christ which passeth knowledge, that ye might be filled with all the fullness of God. Now unto him that is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask of or think, according to the power that worketh in us. Unto him be the glory in the church by Christ Jesus throughout all ages, world without end. Amen. For us, there is only one thing that is truly impossible. And aside from this one thing, all things are possible. It is impossible for us who have been called to reject our calling, expecting to return to it at a future time. Blasphemy is the one sin that won't be forgiven. We are now part of Team Jesus and Team God, and we must remain part of that team moving forward. Hebrews 6, verse 4. For it is impossible for those who were once enlightened and have tasted of the heavenly gift and were made partakers of the Holy Ghost, and have tasted the good word of God and the powers of the world to come, that they shall fall away to renew them again unto repentance, seeing they crucify to themselves the Son of God afresh, and put him to an open shame. For the earth which drinketh in the rain that cometh oft upon it, and bringeth forth herbs meet for them by whom it is dressed, receiveth blessing from God, but that which beareth thorns and briars is rejected, and is nigh unto cursing, whose end is to be burned. It is faith, acting through the Holy Spirit, that knows our needs before those needs consciously register in our minds. It is faith that comes through the Holy Spirit that gives God a reason and pathway to search our hearts, so that when we see the impossible, God sees the possible. We are told that all things work together for good to them who love God and who are called according to his purpose. The idea of having all things work together for good seems impossible. Each of us has had our share of bad luck, challenges, and tragedies in life. We are told that all of these work together for good. Using the beauty of words, Paul is reminding the Romans that with God, all things are possible and that nothing is impossible, adding that through the death and resurrection of Jesus Christ, through faith, if God be for us, who can be against us? We have all felt people acting against us, and God affirms that through faith, it is impossible for people to act against us when God is for us. Paul went on to remind the Romans of basic elements of faith, that Jesus died for our sins and was resurrected, reminded them that if God was faithful to Jesus, God will be faithful to us. Even when people bring charges against us, and as Christians, the most damaging charges are charges of sin, knowing from so many verses, it is impossible to be without sin. And yet Paul is telling the reader that through faith God justifies or adjudicates us as not guilty of sin. We need not worry what other people say or think about us when it comes to our relationship with God, because it is God who justifies. When others condemn us, and when life seems hard in this world, we take comfort in the impossible, knowing that Jesus Christ died and was resurrected for our sins, who sits at the right hand of God, who is our high priest interceding on our behalf with God. Living in a world where we have lost people we once knew and loved, and having been separated from those who were once our friends, we delight in the impossible, knowing we will never be separated from God and Jesus Christ. When we worry that a really bad set of circumstances can wipe out everything we have, we are assured that with Jesus, it is impossible to be disconnected from Him. It makes no difference what the stressor in our life is. Those who flee their homes because of war still have Jesus Christ and God the Father. Those who are cut off because of pandemics still have Jesus Christ and God the Father. Nothing separates us from faith that allows the impossible through Jesus Christ and God the Father. Nothing can separate us from the love of God, which is in Jesus Christ. Romans 8, verse 26. Likewise, the Spirit also helpeth our infirmities, for we know not what we should pray for as we ought, but the Spirit itself maketh intercession for us with groanings which cannot be uttered. And he that searches the hearts knoweth what is the mind of the Spirit, because he maketh intercession for the saints according to the will of God. And we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are the called according to his purpose. For whom he did foreknow, he also did predestinate to be conformed to the image of his Son, that he might be the firstborn among many brethren. Moreover, whom he did predestinate, them he also called, and whom he called, them he also justified, and whom he justified, them he also glorified. What shall we then say to these things? If God be for us, who can be against us? He that spared not his own Son, but delivered him up for us all, how shall he not with him also freely give us all things? Who shall lay anything to the charge of God's elect? It is God that justifieth. Who is he that condemneth? It is Christ that died, yea, rather that is risen again, who is even at the right hand of God, who also maketh intercession for us. Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation or distress, or persecution or famine or nakedness or peril or sword? As it is written, for thy sake we are killed all the day long. We are accounted as sheep for the slaughter. Nay, in all these things we are more than conquerors through him that loved us. For I am persuaded that neither death nor life, nor angels nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height nor depth, nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. With God and Jesus Christ, all things are possible. And living on this side of eternal life with a life of limitations, all things being possible are almost incomprehensible. But with God and Jesus Christ, all things are possible and nothing is impossible. This understanding is focused through faith, and faith is comprised by those things we hope for, but have not yet received. We have not yet received eternal life, and we hope for this. For the impossible to happen, faith must be part of the equation, because without faith, it is impossible to please God. Hebrews 11, verse 1. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen, for by it the elders obtained a good report. Through faith, we understand that the worlds were framed by the Word of God, so that the things which are seen were not made of things which do appear. By faith, Abel offered unto God a more excellent sacrifice than Cain, by which he obtained witness that he was righteous, God testifying of his gifts, and by it he being dead yet speaketh. By faith Enoch was translated that he should not see death, and was not found because God had translated him. For before his translation he had this testimony that he pleased God. But without faith it is impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. Mary became the mother of the Son of God because she had found favor with God, and part of that favor was faith. If Mary had no faith, she could not have been the mother of Jesus, and the impossible would not have happened. Sarah laughed when she was told she would have a child, and that laughter was not a denial of faith, but an affirmation of faith. Because without faith, the impossible could not have happened with Sarah. Because of faith, the impossible happened for Moses and the children of Israel with a month-long feast to meet. Job came to the understanding after a long period of suffering and great personal loss that with God, all things are possible. And then, through faith, God restored Job. In Jeremiah, we see that with God, all things are possible. Not only how God can bestow a blessing, but also how God can remove a blessing when faith leaves and sin enters. Paul wrote of how all things are possible and how he came to do all things through Jesus Christ who strengthened him. Using flowing and descriptive words, Paul showed the Romans how with God all things are possible. Jesus taught that with God all things are possible, showing that how salvation is impossible for man, but quite possible for God, including people who many would think are a challenge to receive salvation. For us, we are reminded of the need to stay true to our calling, because the only impossible thing for us would be to commit the unpardonable sin, to leave our calling and leave Team Jesus and Team God and switch sides and play for Team Satan, and then expect to return to God. That is the only impossible thing. With God, everything else is possible, and we are limited not by our current circumstances of our physical life, because faith brings us beyond the realm of what we see as impossible to what is possible for God. Thank you for joining us today. God willing, we'll get together next time on the Sabbath. Until then, thank you for joining us today.